洗礼的准备真的很重要。
Preparation for water baptism is truly important.
我们不要轻忽。
We should not take it lightly.
小弟在服事的体验当中呢，就是当我们有预备洗礼的这个周全的准备的时候呢，我们就看到神跟我们同工。
In my years of service, I have observed that if we have a well-prepared the water baptism, we can see the co-working with God.
如果真的准备不充足的话呢，不一定有办法看到神的荣耀。
If we fail to prepare the imperfections, then we cannot see, oftentimes cannot see the glory of God.
我们教会的洗礼是感谢主大有功效。
We give thanks to the Lord. Our church's water baptism does a magnificent effect.
自从教会检讨洗礼的缺失之后呢，我们就陆陆续续的看到弟兄姐妹呢，在灵里面体会到神很多的恩典。
After churches started examining their own practice and correct the mistakes, then we can see all kind of works of God occurs in church.
有的青年在讲说，甚至有的工人也在讲说，为什么现在教会都没有神迹奇事？
Some youth or even workers ask, why we haven't seen any miracle signs and miracles?
我说一句话，我很不同意这样的讲法。
Personally, I disagree greatly with this kind of comment.
因为在我们的服事的短短的过程当中呢，看到神太多的恩典跟荣耀。
In my short years of services, we have seen many glory and miracles from God.
真的是我们教会 是神同在的教会。
Truly our church is a church abide with God.
你到南罗比去受洗的时候，真的有患艾滋病得医治的。
In Nairobi, some AIDS patient received healing through baptism.
我们也真的看到那个病重的人呢，怎么样下水，两个人抬下水，一个人走回教会的，一个人走入教会的。
We have witnesses a greatly ill patient was carried into water and being able to walk back to the chapel.
有的姐妹受洗的姐妹从水里上来，亲自讲说，真的，刚刚下面通通是血。
And even some sister, the witnesses that once they entered the water, they saw the water turning blood.
那在肯亚的经验呢，有更是开我的眼睛。
The experience that I have in Kenya really blew my mind apart.
Open my eyes,
I open my eyes.
总共洗了三次，然后在那边施行三次洗礼。
Total there are three baptisms being offered.
因为我也没有想什么，反正就是洗礼嘛，对不对
？I did not give it much thought. It merely it is a sacrament to perform.
第一次大概洗了二三十个。
First time we baptized about 20-30 people.
这个一起来之后哦，发觉到这个人怎么？圣灵感动哦，这么一直那，不知道怎么去形容他哈、哦。我们圣灵，我们祷告不是为圣灵感动吗？对不对？
Arrived,
他是受洗起来是大大感动这样子啦。
As we once they the rise from water, they are filled with Holy Spirit. Their body was the dancing.
那个耶柜要倒下来的时候，谁去扶他？
If you remember who reached out to hold on to the ark when he
乌撒对不对？不会倒嘛，对不对
？So the ark will not fall.
那个姐妹也不会倒啊。
The sister will dance and so out of balance, but will not fall.
但是第一次看到，不放心呢、啊。
This first time I saw it, I
怎么回事、啊？帮一下嘛，怎么回事、啊、
？So I
就是那种感觉，好像
try to hold her down.
其实不会跌倒，不会跌倒啊、哦。
But one thing we should ensure, she will not fall.
那第二次洗礼哈、哦，我也没什么感觉。
On the second baptism, I do not personally have a special.
到岸上祷完告，这个梁传道突然问一个刚受洗的老人家，肯亚老人很少，肯亚活到六十岁以上就是真的是稀有动物了。
After we finished the water baptism, we returned to shore and prayed, and Pastor Leon asked elderly Kenyans, and Kenyans are very hard to see an older person greater than 50 years old. They are quite in.60 years old.
梁传道说：“哎，你刚刚祷告讲灵言。
”Hey, he told me that when you pray, you just spoke in tongues.
我没有注意到了哈。
I did not pay attention.
梁传道说：“哎，你什么时候得到圣灵的
？”Pastor Leon asked me, "When did you receive Holy Spirit?"
因为在下水之前，梁传道也站在旁边呢。
Because before they went down the water, the Pastor Leon was stood beside him.
他没有灵眼呢。
He had no tongue at all.
那问他说你什么时候得灵眼？得圣灵的。
Ask him when did you receive the water baptism, Holy Spirit?
我从水里上来就讲灵眼呢。
He testified that once I rise from the water, I start speaking tongue.
那真的很奇妙。可是因为我没有怎么讲不明，对我来讲不明显嘛，因为我没有亲自看到嘛，哦。就是听人传道这样讲而已啊。
To me, it's not evidence to me because I wasn't there. I just heard Pastor Leon did it. So
第三次我们大概施洗了40个左右。
In the third baptism, we baptized about 40 some.
那真的是很清楚。
It is clear to me.
我记得我礼拜五到他们的地方教会去。
On Friday, we arrived at their church.
准备礼拜天的施洗。
We're in preparation for the Sunday baptism.
他们总共有五个大人呢，要准备受洗。
There's five adults waiting to be baptized.
四个出席。
Four of them arrived at attend the service.
三个人在礼拜五得圣灵。
Three of them received Holy Spirit on Friday.
那这个我要说的这个弟兄叫 Matthew， 他呢那一天没有来，因为他在学校当老师。
And a brother just mentioned that did not come. Matthew, he was a school teacher.
那他的太太那天礼拜五那天也没有得圣灵，他有来，迟到，最后才来。
And his, her,
他因为他也是个老师哈。
His wife, also a teacher, was late in coming to the service on Friday.
所以那个叫我清楚，他们两个都没有圣灵。
So I'm very clear that both of them does not have Holy Spirit.
那 Matthew 人长得蛮高的。
Matthew is pretty tall in stature.
奉耶稣名不到施洗，在起来说，哇，那个灵言的声音好像打雷的声音呢。
Once with in Jesus' name to perform the water baptism, he came out of water. He spoke in tongues, the sound of tongues like thunder.
真的很奇妙，就起来就一直讲灵言呢。
Once he rise from the water, he speak in tongue.
然后呢，很大声的这样子到岸上。
And he was spoken the tongue all the way up to the shore.
耶稣基督从水里上来的时候呢，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上。
When Jesus rise from the water, the Holy Spirit like a dove descended upon him.
那这些奇妙的恩典呢？通通在我们眼前展现出来。
All these miracles spread in front of us.
但是小弟刚开始经历，真的是从地方教会开始做美好准备的时候开始的。
But my first experience was at a local church when we start prepare for water baptism.
那刚刚那个杨子是哈。有一些感想，有关于准备方面的哈，我想，因为杨执事是海洋学家，是不是？是，
Dickie Young,
是对海洋很清楚的啊。那我们来请他讲一下，他的一些观察。
Dickie Young has an observation regarding preparation. He is quite an expert of the seafaring, so we'll ask him to give us an instruction.
哈利路亚，奉耶稣，做个见证。
哈利路亚 ，In our Lord Jesus' name, I testify here.
那几年以前呢，小弟兄参加旧金山的灵恩会，然后他们施洗，我说我有兴趣，我去看一看。
Years ago, when I have an opportunity to go to San Francisco Church, and they told me they will have a baptism, so I was interested about it and asked to be there to be a participant.
正是冬天，也很冷。
It was a winter, it's quite cold.
那个施洗的时候正在。面冲海洋就是 open sea 在那施洗。
And when they offer the baptism, they are facing to the open sea.
谢长老去施洗去。
And Elder Xie was the person performing water baptism.
也是教会帮忙。
And there's several brothers and sisters was helping.
那穿的衣裳啊是很厚的白色的手巾式的。很厚，那就是很好。
At that time, what they wear is a very thick terra cloth, terra type cloth, the white robes.
小弟就看这个全程施洗的经过。
I've been there, witnessed the whole the process.
谢长老在那施洗啊，就下水了，穿了很厚的衣裳，天就很冷，那个风浪又很大，就是下去就是下去施洗。
Elder Shears wears the thick clothes and went into sea, the pretty rough seas.And it went proceed with baptism.
这个施洗要很辛苦啊。
It was very laboring.
施洗完了，谢长老对我讲啊，哎呀，这个风浪很大，这个水又很深，我就怕回不来了。
Elder Shea told me that it is a pretty rough sea and the water is quite deep. I even worry I won't be able to come back on shore.
总之，这个施洗啊是施洗完了。
But the baptism was complete.
那小弟兄因为在海洋工作也了解了稍微了解海洋的情况，我说旧金山呢、啊、 这个地方海湾很多。
As I was the professional in the seafaring, and I have some experience on the sea in the San Francisco area, there have many bays.
但是 open sea 的时候，风浪有一点风浪啊，那个海边上啊，海岸的风浪很大。
If there's a have gentle breeze, the sea will rise quite roughly.
你在港里头呢，哪个湾里头也有水，也是活水，但是风平浪静，温度还低一点。
However, you would enter into a harbor and being protected. There has some bay area you can use, and they have far less of the wave.
完了，我就建议这个旧金山这个 Pacific 教会的负责人呢，我说您把这个地图找一找，找个海湾哪一个安静的地方，准是有通活水的地方。
And since the water still being a living water, I have suggested to the Pacific Church to look at a chart, find a place that have.Can contain some the wave action.
感谢主，他接受我的意见，把这个旧金山那个地图啊都找出来，找这个海湾，找哪个地方？找一个很海湾那个湾地的地方，水也很平静的，也是活水。
And I thank God, the Pacific Church took my advice. They look through the map, find a bay that have a very calm water and still a living water.
就下次施洗呀、啊，就在那。他说最后可好了。
Next time they perform water baptism in that peaceful bay, and the performers thanks me for this is great.
因为海洋我 open sea 的风浪很大，在港里头风浪很小，那差很多。
It make a great difference if you baptize in the open sea or get baptized inside a harbor within a bay.
我呢建议各位各地方负责那个人呢，要了解这个水文的状况啊，这个施洗啊可以平安的施洗。
I will request our brother, the council member to pay attention to hydrological condition of your locality so they can be safely and easily conducted.
要感谢主。
Give thanks to the Lord.
所以大家就有一个印象哈。
This will give you a good impression of how to find.
我们大溪里当天日期都定的。事实上，如果在海洋的话呢，可以先到 internet 去测海这个潮水的高度。
If you already set a schedule to perform a baptism in the open ocean, you can go on the internet to find out the tide elevation.
那么水呢，无论是跪是站的，通常都是腰部以上，然后胸部大概自己这里这个地方。
Irregardless, you're standing or kneeling, you will need water as high as above the waist, below the chest.
如果水位太高会怎么样？
If the water is too high, what will happen?
站不稳，
有一次 you cannot stand fast.
我站太水位太高了，这个人一下水呢，好像要游泳往前去了，因为他整个人都一下去呢，这个脚跟着浮起来了，那整个人就往前冲了，所以不能太深哈。
Once I was stepping a little too deep, and when I put the performed the baptism, a bend brother down, and his feet left from ground, kind of slide forward.
那你旁边一定要有一个帮忙的人。
And also, you must have a helper right next to you.
感谢主，那个帮忙的人就把他拉回来了。
We thank Lord the helper dragging back.
很重要。
It is very important.
以前都一个人施洗的时候。
And in the past, only have one person perform.
真的，我们教会施洗婴孩常常婴孩被冲掉的哟。
In the past, I do have a record that perform infant baptism. The baptism was slipped away.
其他旁边没有人。
Person.
旁边没有人。
And there's no person right next to him.
那结果怎么样呢？
What will happen?
爸爸冲下去。
And the father rushing the sea to search.
这是实在的话，这是实在话哈。
This is the true fact.
感谢主，我还没有这个情况。
我的 gift into Lord yet happened.
不过这个真的要有人帮忙啊，要人帮忙。
And truly, we need somebody to help.
那要排一个带下水的。
We also need to help.
如果那个岸很长的话
，If the shoreline the distance from the shore is quite long, you need to have a person guide the person into the water.
那有一次我看到一位弟兄扶着一个姐妹在水中走，我跟那个姐妹很别扭，很不自在。怎么你这个大男人扶我这个弱女子这样走呢？不对，很别扭了。所以安排人的时候呢，也要注意一下性别。
Once I saw a brother, an aide, to try to help female sister into the water, and the sister feel quite uncomfortable. So we need to also watch out the gender of the aids.
对不起，我现在都没有照顺序哈。我想到那个下水之前呢，你跟受洗的人呢，自己两个要在水中祷告嘛哈。我先祷告。
Apologize for not following the sequence. Before you enter the water, you need to pray with those about to receive baptism.
我看那个周传道呢，他受洗是从头祷告到尾的。
We saw the pastor.
你有没有注意到
？If you notice, he will pray from the beginning till the end.
哦，他即使人家在走路，他都在祷告的，他从头祷告到尾的。哦，你自己观察。
Even in the process that they are moving, they walk toward him, you pray all the time.
那结束的时候，当然我们也在水中祷告，然后再上岸。
Of course, when you all finish, we also pray in the water before we return to shore.
那唱名的问题，谁先施洗呢？
About arrangement, who be baptized first?
我给大家一个 scenario， 给大家一个情况来做选择。
I'll give you a scenario to make your call.
有妈妈，有婴儿，有这个男的大人跟小孩，这个你要怎么样排列顺序
？Okay, there is a mother and her infant, and there's a brother, adult, excuse me, and an adult male and adult child. What kind of sequence you gonna arrange them?
你要排叫顺序下来嘛哈？你要怎么排
？Who should go in first? The brother says a baby first.
然后再来呢
？Then what's next?The
婴孩先，小孩再来呢。
The male boy，
再来
女的大的。
The female adult，
那再男的，是不是
？The male adult，
这样会有什么问题
？What kind of problem would this sequence create？
婴孩上来的时候，马上妈妈要受洗了，那婴孩不晓得要照顾。
If the infant comes ashore, the mother is about waiting to receive water baptism. Who going to take care of the infant？
爸爸照顾了哈。
Of course, the father maybe take care of it.
爸爸不在怎么办
？If father's not there,
妈妈先，再来呢
？Mother first, and then
再想想看。
Infant, well, we request you reconsider.
大的先，男人。
So the follow mother first, then followed by the male adult.
最后婴孩，对不对？
The infant will be last.
总之呢，你要想一个方法，就是说让他们很方便的，就对了。
You have to figure out a sequence that make everybody convenient.
尤其是你要先洗婴孩呢，你妈妈一定要留在最后洗。你要先洗妈妈呢，婴孩一定要留在最后洗，是不是这样子
？Wasn't this true? If you want to baptize the infant first, you have to let the mother be the last one. If you want to baptize mother first, you have to let her infant to be.
这个好像很细节，但是真的很重要。
It appear to be very tedious, but it's very important.
我们要用心的、
We need to pay great attention to these details.
你这样就会看到神动工，因为你很用心，所以神会动工。
If you pay attention to details, then you will see God move and work with you.
那受洗方面呢？大家还有没有什么问题？那怎么样为这个怎么样受洗像 Joseph 这么大年纪呢
？How we offer baptism for a child about Joseph's age？
Joseph， 你多高了 ？Joseph，
Joseph， how tall are you？ Come over here。
我太高，我有点高哈。来，那个英国的弟兄吧，我记得一个叫 John Lam。
A brother from England, John Lam.
Timothy, John
Lam. All I can remember is brother Timothy and John Lam. If you're a person, how would you go and perform the water baptism for a child of size? Maybe it's just a little shorter. He's almost like grown up now. How would you go and perform a baptism for him? And we may use the same method to baptize an adult for him. But some child is not so tall. Thank you, John.
And naughty.
And also, 而且非常顽皮。
那你怎么办呢
？What should you do?
我学过一招，我自己没有试过。不过你可以试试看。
I heard this technique, but I never tried. You may try it.
来，坐在这里。
You're asking to sit on your lap.
Oh,
and what's his name?
脚掉下来。
you certainly, your hand pushed forward, you drop your knee.
这个是我在台湾看到人家有人这样做，就是趁其不备哈，就这样子下去了。
I have seen that in Taiwan. They took them by surprise and baptized them.
那个有的真的很皮啊，一直哭啊。
Sounds very naughty, then they cry.
像这么大还蛮湿洗的。
About this size, a pretty hard handle.
所以小弟通常都是让妇人先呢，妇人比较，反正大人嘛，容易合作。
In my personal practice, I would like to invite the female the first.
那
So they adulted easily.
那婴孩最后了，因为有时候不那个不大不小的小孩子比较后面这样子。
And this child was the size not so big, not so small, stayed last.
有这次在南欧比受洗呢，真的是太难让他面向下了，比这个还小，那又不能像婴儿那样抱，因为太大了，那怎么办呢？那一个弟兄哦，他就是抱着他，然后这样子下去，他自己先下去，抱着他下去这样子。
And in Nairobi, we did have a situation, the child's too big to hold like an infant, too small to treat as an adult. So there was a brother to hold the child in his chest and lay down face up into the water. The brother face up.
那在病人要什么为病人施洗？
Now how should we baptize for those ill? 啊，
这个应该很，答案应该很简单了。Alan.
This should be a very easy answer.
你看过的怎么样为病人施洗？
What have you seen?
哎，可不可以回答一下呢？英国的，英国有没有为病人施洗过？
Our brothers from England, have you baptized a person's illness?
Sister Lee, you guys baptized illness people before, right? How did you do that?
李姐妹，你们曾经为病人施洗过，如何做的？
Yeah, right. Very difficult. How did they baptize her?
They had it on a stretcher.
他把它放在担架上。
Hired an ambulance to take him down to the seashore.
我们请一个救护车把他带到海边。
They strapped him on the gurney.
然后把他绑在担架上。
And from the shore, the gurney had to go overhead out into the ocean.
从岸上，他必须要从头上把他的担架传到海里头。
Yeah, I heard about him. Right. So he was baptized with the everything went in, right? Everything went in, right? 我小弟当神学生的时候，我们也帮一个这样的人实习过。
Forward,
of course, yeah.
So 面向下整个担架。他被绑在担架，整个担架连他面向下进到水里头去。
我们在念神学院的时候呢，纽泽西教会有一个慕道朋友，那他病很严重。
When I was still studying in the theological seminar in New Jersey Church, there was a truth seeker quite ill.
我们四个神学生四个神学生抬着那个轮椅下水。
Four of us carry him with his wheelchair into the water.
然后把他绑在轮椅上面嘛。
We tie him down to the wheelchair.
整个轮椅这样下去啊。
Then we flip the wheelchair forward.
前面那两个人要很有力量哦。我记得是天球跟出生命，我一定是最后面的。
The two in the front must be very strong, powerful.
那就这样上来了哈。
Then they be able to flip it back.
那我们在Pacifica也受洗一位刚开刀三天的老人。
In the Pacific Church, we also baptize an elderly that just finished a surgery 3 days ago.
我们是用骑马打仗的方式了，你怎么弄？大概是这样哈。
We formed a chair by hand.
然后他就坐在上面哈。
He sat on the chair.
那两个负责人带他下水。
Two the council member carry him down.
我们奉耶稣的名，三个一起下水。
In Lord Jesus' name, the three of us kneeled into the water at the same time.
三个一起下水，所以你就想到说，为什么这个菲利要跟太监一起下水那个故事有没有
？Now we realize why Philip entered the water with the eunuch.
以前都不晓得这个菲利干嘛这么麻烦呢？不晓得太监有什么问题哈、
哦。Ancient time in the past we have no idea why Philip did do so. This eunuch may have some difficulty.
那是我第一次体会到说，真的有时候必须要其他的一跟着下去。
Then I later on realized that sometimes it is necessary for other brothers to go into the water with him.
当然，如果你可以找到一个弟兄像他这么壮的话
，if you can find a brother that's strong enough，
就可以背下水了啊。
Then you can carry him into the water.
可以吗？哈，这也是一个方法嘛，哈。
And that's another way to do it.
可不可以？
主保守。
主保守。这个受洗的时候不要自己发明方法。
To offer water baptism, do not invent an ingenious way by yourself.
哎，我们教会有的工人叫人家捏鼻子哈。
Some of the church workers ask them to hold on to their nose.
啊，再下水这样。
So they can enter the water.
通常我们都叫人家怎么样？不是捏鼻子是怎么样
？We don't ask them to hold their nose, but what we ask them to do what?
跪着，然后手呢？合起来祷告嘛，对不对？
Kneel,
祷告悔改罪人的样子。
Kneel and hold the hand together and pray and repent, just like sinner.
感恩嘛，悔改感恩嘛，对不对？这应该是比较正确的。
To repent and give thanks for the mercy, this is more the correct way.
不要叫他这样子吧。
Do not ask him to hold his nose to go in the water.
因为这个有时候在传承下去，以为这是教义的一部分就不太好了。教义说你们要捏鼻子下水，这个就不太好了。
Otherwise, it may be still as a doctrine you had to hold your nose and enter the water.
在下水之前呢，在那个解释洗礼的时候呢，你要讲的要跟他们解释的很清楚。
Before you went to baptismal site, you need on the shore, you need to explain the doctrine of baptism very clearly.
跟他讲说，真的你要闭气啊，几分钟而已，要感恩啊，要有心理准备哈，要放松。
No, you told them to be relaxed. You need to hold their breath for nearly a minute.And be thankful and be repentant.
你不讲哦，他们有的自己到水里面，自己还没有奉耶稣名就自己下水了。
If you do not reminding that, then the sound before you can say that I baptize you in Lord Jesus' name, they went into by themselves.
哎，真的是有这样子的。
We have seen the cases.
然后呢，那个你要跟他讲，你也会扶他上来，有的。还没有下水，他就自己上来了。你说，你需要跟他讲一下，说，哎，你下去完全下去的时候，我会。扶你上来，那时候你再上来嘛，哈。
You also need a reminder, relax when you're fully immersed. I will help you up. Otherwise, they maybe get up before the even fully immersed.
啊，这个就是这么多细节。
They have so tedious details.
有没有什么问题
？You have any question?
有没有什么补充
？You have anything you want to supplement?
Yeah, 请说。
下水哈、哦，没有几分钟的，只有几秒钟，不到五秒钟。
是是。
你去点
看。The correction.The immersion is only the less than about 5 seconds, not take minutes.
没有错，没有错。来，请补充。
一个后。
我把我们那个教会啊，有一次啊，
你要不要来这边讲？
没有。有一次洗礼的时候，负责人没有办，那个地啊没写好，那个水啊深嘛，看不到，结果那次啊学那个
斜坡，嗯。
斜坡上，
嗯，
全到那，在下去了，
嗯，
下去了以后，这斜坡的一个下坡就掉，
嗯，
结果正常的他不会有用，哈哈，那是真的很危险，
是
洗礼的时候全到了，这洗礼都没有，全到了下坡就下坡去了，就搁旁边啊，
弟兄救他上来，
有一个弟兄，
嗯，谢主。
所以要选的时候，不要选那个斜坡。然后在台湾是这样的，在台湾的话，你下面啊，船到站子下面啊，来了一块铁板，一块铁板放在上面。那么在美国是没有了，美国的话，我们希望选的时候不要选陡坡了，希望选平一点。
是，我听过这个故事，周长大有跟我讲啊。我们都有听到，很多人都有听到。
Most of us have heard this story before. And God goes to church and perform one baptism. The board member did not pick a perfect location. The slope is way too steep, and the water too deep. And for the pastor who don't know how to swim, become a dangerous situation for it.
我看那个是一个很大的恩典哦。
We consider this a great miracle.
因为周长道有一次去夏威夷啊。
For once, Pastor Joe was offered baptism in Hawaii.
哎，我偷偷的带他去一个地方叫 Hanauma Bay.
I took him to Hanauma Bay.
我才会知道他根本不会游泳啊，那么浅都没有办法下去了。说他，我那天才知道说，哦，你这条命真的是捡回来的，这么浅你都没办法，那么深你怎么办呢
then I totally realized he don't know how to swim. And I told him, little shallow water like this, he can't handle. How about those deep water we send you in?
所以为了这个大家也这个爱护我们的 senior minister 哈，不多了，剩下两个而已，对不对哈？
We'll request you pay more attention to our two surviving senior minister.
所以一定要负责，一定要去参考啊，勘察地形。
So council member must explore the site before we perform the sacrament.
那个为了七八十岁那个老人的记忆啊，有没有需要注意一些事项？我刚是说有人背下去。
It's other things that should we take in consideration for the perform baptism for extremely elderly, the 70, 80 years old.
要看他的身体状况嘛，哈。
We have to take into consider his physical condition.
因为 Pacific 教很多老人呐。
In Pacific Church, it have many the senior the brothers and sisters.
不过目前就除了那个之外呢，其他都蛮健康的，所以就按照正常的程序这样子。
If that particular case I brought to your attention before, most of them will receive baptism in the regular form.
大家有没有什么补充？应该注意什么？特别注意什么？
怎么样确定他是全身入水？比如说岸上有人看到说，哎，好像没有全身入水，然后有些人假装是全身入水。
旁边那个人注意就可以，旁边那个人最清楚。所以一定要带一个人下去。
How do you make sure a person fully immersed?The aides that are right next to the pastor is most important. You have to pay attention.
他的工作有两个。
The aides have two major functions.
第一个是安全。
First is the safety of all.
怕那个被施洗的人有什么问题嘛哈？那第二个就是看他有没有全身下水。他的工作是这样。
Second, the function is observe the full immersion of the person who received water baptism.
对于老人受洗还没有其他要注意的。
For the baptism, the elderly, what else should we take into consideration?
上次我们受洗那个哦，我本来叫他儿子背啦，他儿子说我妈妈很好，不用背，就自己下去了。
Last time we performed water baptism, we request his son to carry her on his back, but he said his mother is doing quite well, can walk herself down.
不过一个原则哈，就是请他们多穿一点衣服了。
But one more principle is ask them to wear thicker clothes.
穿鞋子，穿衣服。
So wear shoes and clothes, heavier clothes.
有没有其他问题？补充 ，please.
And more supplement.
Yes.
如果他第一次震下去，后面会不会有事
啊？可以不可以再震多一次 ？What if it's not fully immersion? There's a portion of his back was surface, remains on surface.
想到这个，我就觉得有时候我们传道很残忍呢。
When I think about this, I consider it pretty cruel for a minister.
不好，不是了，真的不好意思了。
We feel so bashful.
当然看到这样子，就再一下就好了嘛，就是再给他一下就好了嘛， right. 对不对
？If we saw it's fully immersed, we just push a little harder.
你看到这个快要下去没有完全，不然再两次有时候太麻烦了，干脆就狠心一点，就这样一次下去就好了。
But if you did the performance the immersion twice, it will be quite difficult, tedious. Might as well to push a little harder to get full immersion.
如果没有的话呢，那就只好第二次了哈。
If it still failed to fully immerse, then we have to do it again.
好，我们来谈洗脚礼。
Let's talk about foot washing.
洗脚礼由来那三点理由是一样的，我们就不用再重复了。
To be the called sacrament, they hold the same three reasons.
那洗脚礼的意义当然就是有教训部分跟这个圣礼的部分。
The foot washing has two meanings for the teaching and for sacrament portion.
这个在讲到的时候要讲嘛。
I need to be the lecture during sermon.
当然教训的部分是要相爱啦，要谦卑服侍啦，等等，大家都知道。
For the teaching portion, we all know quite clearly is we need to love each other and serve each other.
请问洗脚礼成为圣礼的原因在哪里？
Will I ask you why the foot washing becomes a sacrament?
弟兄们，哪一个？这个应该很简单嘛，哈。
But this is a very easy question. Any volunteer?
我需要 clarify 一下。来，弟兄。就是我们不必看了哈，就有份是不是
？John chapter 13
有份哈。
So have a part with Christ。
弟兄姐妹们，我们要 convince 这样的道理。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be convinced by the truth.
因为哦，哪一天如果你变成长子之后呢，自己不 convince， 然后又传不一样的道理，很辛苦啊。教会实在很辛苦，不知道怎么办。
What if one day you become the elder or deacons, you personally not convinced by the truth, and then you create a problem for the church?
耶稣教会的道理就建立在十大信条上面，五大基本信仰上面。
And the truth of the church is the faith is based on the ten major doctrines and five basic beliefs.
你有什么方法可以 convince 你自己说这真的是很必要的一个很重要的典礼？有什么方法没有？
What can you do to convince yourself these are very important sacraments?
我最近听一个传道讲很有意思的一件事情啊。
Recently, I heard from one pastor. It's quite interesting.
他说人怎么可以把礼拜天当成安息日呢？
He said, why man can designate the Sunday to be a Sabbath?
如果礼拜天当成安息日，
if people set Sunday as a Sabbath,
第一日休息，
the first day we rest.
啊，再来最后六日怎么样？劳苦，对不对？
And what's the sixth day follow? We labor.
那破坏了一个什么的教训？
What a ruin! What kind of teaching you ruined?
我们将来的安息就没有了。我们现在是劳苦，然后有安息，对不对？
Then we lost the
第七日安息嘛。
Today we labor first, then on the seventh day we rest.
那代表将来我们有一个永远的什么安息嘛，对不对？
We figure in the future we will have a rest, eternal rest.
那如果说我们在第一天安息，那代表我们以后永远怎么样？
On the other hand, it would rest on the first day, and whatever represented on 7 days, we will still laboring.
那要到天国去继续劳苦咯。
So we enter heaven kingdom,
永远的劳苦，另外的劳苦
laboring.
所以有时候真的圣经上的教训哦，你给他稍微改了一下呢，很多道理都不通啊。
If you change a minor things in the Bible, the truth will distort.
用这样的想法，我自己也想了一些有关系教理的问题。做参考，这个不能当成教育，但是可以当成 convince 我自己的一个方法。
With this thought in mind, I have a personal way to convince myself food washing is a sacrament, and this just for your reference, not a doctrine.
起初神创造天地，对不对？
At the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
那是一个新的从空虚混沌创造出来的，对不对？
It's a create from nothingness.
我们受洗的时候是创造一个什么新人，对不对？
As we receive water baptism, we create a new man.
出黑暗入光明，是不是？
Access from the darkness, enter into lightness.
创造的时候是怎么样？
Once a man was created, it was
光暗分开，对不对？
It's a separate the light and the darkness.
起初神创造天地的时候，水运行在哪里？
At the beginning, when God created heaven and earth, where is water moving?
水面上
，it flows on surface of water，
是不是
？Isn't that right？
一切都很美好嘛，对不对
？Everything is quite wonderful。
那你们，我们有没有想过，那这么美好，为什么要一个伊甸园
？If we consider this so wonderful, why do they need a Garden Eden？
什么都是好的
，because everything is good。
如果那为什么要伊甸园呢
？Why do we need to have a Garden Eden？
伊甸园是彼此会面相处的地方，是不是？
Garden Eden is a place of meeting，
对不对
？Wasn't that true？
他们的脚不可以离开伊甸园嘛？哈，就是犯罪的时候，他们就被赶出伊甸园了嘛？他们的脚就被赶出伊甸园了。
Their feet cannot depart from Garden Eden. Once they commit sin, they will chase out.
那是相属的地方。
It is a place they belong.
有份的地方。
They have is a place they belong. They have part.
伊甸园里面有一棵什么
？What's in the Garden Eden？
生命树。
A tree of life.
那生命树吃了之后会怎么样
？If they eat the fruit of the tree of life, what will happen？
啊，永远活着。
They live forever.
这个有时候想不通哎。
Sometimes pondering on the issue.
真的，有时候神的道理就是这么奇妙，都连在一起。
But what's so wonderful? God's truths are so interconnected.
你没有伊甸园啊，这个没有创造天地就没有伊甸园。伊甸园是封闭性的，是不是？就是一个。西郊也是封闭性的，是相属的地方，是有门的。伊甸园是有门的。
If God did not create the heaven and earth, there won't be a Garden Eden. A Garden Eden is a closed the environment, the, just like the foot washing is a closed ceremony. If you the it had to be closed.
你那个顺序不能倒换哦，也不能自己创造顺序。
We cannot reverse the sequence and we cannot create new sequence.
你不能说你不进伊甸园就吃这个生命啊，你不能说没有伊甸园就有生命树的果就可以吃。如果你没有西郊里就不能有圣餐礼啊。
You cannot say that without the garden Eden, then we will have a tree alive. We cannot say if you don't wash out, don't have a full washing, then we can partake Holy Communion.
圣餐礼就是怎么样复活，就是永远活着嘛，是不是？
Holy Communion is an everlasting life.
所以道理哈，仔细一想哈，都是通的，都是通的。
They all interconnected.
你不能随便乱改神的道理啊。
We cannot truncate God's truth.
你没有一个西郊里，就好像没有一个相属的地方，没有一个有份的地方，一定也没有了，不见了。
If we don't perform a full washing, we don't have part with God. The Garden Eden disappeared.
这是自己想的了哈。
Of course, this is just my personal reasoning.
我们大家想想看，是不是这样子
？You may pondering on this thought, see what is true.
因为道理是相通的。
For all the truths are interconnected to one another.
西郊里是为了与主有份。
Foot washing is for have part with Lord.
我们不要随便改它。
We should not change it in any manner.
西郊里，我看大家都看了很多次，我现在请教大家几个问题了哈。
I believe you all observed the foot washing ceremony for many times. I'd like to pose a question to you.
洗脚礼，洗脚礼，如果一个没有脚的怎么洗
？If a person doesn't have feet, how do you perform?
啊，这个等一下再问，先问另外一个问题。
Let's postpone this question. Let's ask another question first.
这个洗脚到底是洗脚盘呢，小脚呢，还是大腿？
Are we washing the bottom foot or wash the leg itself?
那洗脚礼到底是这个水这样滴两下，象征洗一洗，还是很认真脚趾甲、脚趾头、脚盘，先弄个露露尿
？To perform water baptism, are we just symbolic of the wash the feet, or we the truly rub it in, or through every toe, every fingers?
大家回答一下吧。这个因为大家都常常在洗脚嘛，对不对？
You all have seen what foot washing before. I would like to open this for discussion.
啊，那一个来好了哈。洗脚要洗哪一部分？这应该是比较简单一点哈。
Let's start from an easy one. Which part of the body you wash during foot washing?
其实这个问题不是我想出来的。
This question is not invented by me.
这个我没有那么聪明啊。
Was that the smart one?
这神学院老师教的。
It was the taught by the theological seminar.
谢长老说，第一个问这个问题就是杨一鸣。
The elder says the first person posed question is
杨一鸣传道啊。
对，
他太聪明了。
Pastor.
哎。
会弄脏的地方。
啊？
如果走路会弄脏的地方。
走路会弄脏的地方。
Watch the portion that you walk will get dirty.
应该是这样的哈。
It should be that.
所以气长老说，这个洗脚里不是洗腿里，不用洗腿了
啊、哦。The elder shares state that the foot washing is washing foot, not leg.
It's not leg washing.
Not leg washing.
只是脚就好了、
哦、So Mary washed the foot.
啊，没有脚的怎么办
？For those who don't have foot, what should we do? 是我们用其他的身体最低的一部分，因为他可能用那一部分行走。
Item number one 啊 ，Item number two， 不 ，Answer solution one，solution two。
第二个
不用洗啊，
第二不用洗 ，don't need to wash。
Solution number three， any others？
第三个答案有没有其他人提供第三个答案？
If they use hand, 如果他们用手走路的话呢，就洗手里了。
If they all walk on by hand, then we'll perform the hand washing ceremony.
赞成第一个，这个洗身体最低的部分，请举手。
For those who support and wash the lowest part of the body, please raise your hand.
赞成第二部分不用洗的，请举手。
Supporting the number two, the don't wash.
赞成第三部分的洗手里的举手。
On the third, who support the third portion, so wash their hand. Please raise your hand.
这个哈，你不要问我为什么嘿，不要问我为什么嘿。
Please don't ask me why.
请去问谢长老。
Go ask the elder Xie.
我只知道答案。
I know the answer.
但是有时候我也不知道为什么。
Oh, I'm not quite sure the reasoning.
洗脚礼就是洗脚礼了，没有脚就不用洗了。
Foot washing is wash the foot. If there don't have a foot wash, don't wash.
这个答案是这样，但是我别问我，我不知道。
The answer been given to me like this. I don't know the reasoning.
应该可以。谢长老快要来了，谢长老快来了。
Elder Xie will join us shortly.
第三个是更难的问题。
The third question is the more difficult one.
到底是要，这个脚趾头、脚趾甲那个脏脏的，这样子努力的刷。
Should we really earnestly try to rub his feet clean or not?
还是就是啊，两滴水。
Or we just take a gentle rub.
不用 rub 了，就是
a gentle sprinkler of water.
然后就把它擦干了。
And wipe it clean.
啊，如果有艾滋病的话，要不要戴手套？
If the person have potential have AIDS, do you wear glove?
这个问题很多了哈。
That's a lot of issues.
不过我想原则上是这样子。
I believe in principle it's like this.
耶稣说啊，我们来看圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
十五节
，verse 15。
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you。
那如果照这一节做标准的话
，if we use this as our standard，
那个圣经上没有讲说你要很大力的搓呢，还是怎么样的哈？
In the Bible, it didn't tell us how detailed should we wash a person's foot.
但是圣经上讲，耶稣为他们洗脚，我们就照平常心洗脚的方式来洗就对了。
The Bible did record that Jesus washed his disciples' feet, so we just use the same manner, without paying the special attention to that.
那就用手巾擦干了哈，很重要。
Then wash his feet, we dry them with towel.
我们束腰。
We need to gird ourselves.
不一定用手巾束腰了，我们本来就有腰带嘛哈。
We do not need to find a particular belt girded ourselves because we all have a belt.
我看穿西装的人大部分都把西装脱掉了哈。
What I observed, most people wear the suits and took off their coat.
我说传道人哈，他们都是因为耶稣是把这个离席脱了衣服，拿一条手巾说，我们就是耶稣怎么样做，我们就跟着做就对了。
And most of them took off their coats just like Jesus did, took off his outer coat.
那耶稣没有做的呢？我们就一个是一个 blank， 我们也不一定有答案了。
So we follow exactly pattern that Jesus has done. What Jesus have not done, we have no idea, so we should not.
我们照着这样去做就有福了。
Merely to follow his example, then it is blessed.
我们先默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
Amen. 我们下一堂课有那个做圣饼的实习。
The next lesson we will have a practical hands-on making unleavened bread.
但是我们先回来这边，我们稍微介绍一下啊，然后再出去。
We shall return here to make a brief introduction before we enter the practical